Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Another huge crowd is expected today at the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library in Dorchester. People actually started gathering in the early hours today, waiting to pay their respects to Senator Edward Kennedy. The library doors will be open until 3 o'clock this afternoon. 20,000 people filed by the flag-draped coffin yesterday. Senator Kennedy lies in repose at the library, which tonight will host a celebration of the man who represented Massachusetts for 47 years. WBUR's Meghna Chakrabarty was at the library on Columbia Point for most of the day yesterday, and she's back there this morning. Meghna, I understand the outpouring has just simply been overwhelming.
It absolutely has been, Bob, and it continues to be this morning. Hundreds of people are already in line, and they were here when they opened the doors, and frankly, the line extends as far as I can see around Columbia Point here. And yesterday, people were still streaming into the area well into the night, and so visiting hours were extended to 2 o'clock in the morning. Vicky Reggie Kennedy, the late senator's wife, said it was so moving that she came out to greet the crowd to express her gratitude.
It's a tremendous solace to all of our family. And I just want to let them know how grateful we all are.
Thank you.
It's deeply, deeply moving for all of us.
Thank you, everybody.
While Vicky Reggie Kennedy had emerged from the John F. Kennedy Library to show her appreciation to those waiting in line, many of the thousands who stood for hours said they had come to say thank you to Senator Edward Kennedy.
He deserves the best. Even in his death, we really feel that we needed to be here just to thank him for what he has done.
Margaret Kamau of Methuen arrived at 10 o'clock in the morning. She was at the very front of the line with her young son, William. He suffers from a rare metabolic disorder that has confined him to a wheelchair, and getting help for him has been difficult, Kamau said. She reached out to the senator and his staff for help several times.
They have never turned us down, and they even call, see how everything is going, and I'm so thankful for what he has done, and I just hope that his good work will continue even after his death.
The sign I'm holding says, "Thank you, Teddy, for fighting for my civil rights."
Chris Mason came across the river from Cambridge.
I'm a gay man, and Ted Kennedy was the greatest advocate for gay rights in the Senate. You know, he's been my senator since the moment I came into this world, and has been my hero for a long time.
My condolences to your family.
Thank you so much. Thank you for coming.
When it became clear that people would be waiting in line well into the night, more members of the Kennedy family, including the senator's nephew, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., came out from the library to greet people on the street.
Teddy believed that our nation was a unique nation. His mission, I think, was to try to help America live up to its ideals, including avoiding the seduction of the notion that we could advance ourselves as a people by leaving our poor brothers and sisters behind.
April King of Dorchester said Kennedy had worked so hard and so long on issues such as gay rights and social justice that she had come to pay her respects to a man who felt like family.
My grandmother, oh my God, you know how the old people have, there's Jesus, Martin Luther King, and the Kennedy brothers hanging up on the wall. So that's what I grew up with. So he's been on the family wall. So he's a part of the family.
And as the sun set and the line grew longer, April King admitted a new concern, maybe a secret one shared by the many thousands waiting behind her, that with Kennedy's death, it feels as if her state, her friends, her family have lost their protector.
We now feel a fear or a buffer between us and them, whoever the them is, has been moved. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Meghna, I imagine that feeling that April King talked about yesterday was fairly common yesterday, and it is again this morning among the people there at the library paying their respects to Senator Kennedy.
Absolutely, and that is one of the surprising things about this whole event. While the tribute to Senator Kennedy is being billed as a celebration, and it absolutely is, there is also a genuine concern that there's no one in the Senate right now who can fill his shoes or rise up to the stature that Senator Kennedy had, you know, in terms of being a champion for so many social issues like health care, like civil rights, like social justice. They are just concerned that there's no one like Ted Kennedy right now in the United States government.
WBUR's Meghna Chakrabarty reporting this morning from the Kennedy Library in Dorchester, where Senator Kennedy lies in repose for a second day. Again, the doors at the library are open till 3 o'clock this afternoon.